Picture yourself on the beach, your feet in the sand, the sun on your face, the sound of gentle waves lapping the shore. Many would agree there are a few better ways to spend a summer day than at the beach. But the seashore is much more than a mere summertime destination. Beaches are delicate and surprisingly complex ecosystems, and they serve as gateways to the ocean that sustains us all. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. With 60 million Americans headed for our nation's beaches this summer, our sheer numbers are creating the very real risk that we're loving them to death. What's a beachcomber to do? Are there actually ways that we can leave the beach better off than we found it? Yes, absolutely. Let's start with sunscreen. Without a doubt, everyone must protect their skin from the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays. What you may not know is that a common ingredient in many sunscreens is killing coral reefs. It's called oxybenzone. And even in very small concentrations, this compound can cause fatal coral bleaching. The National Park Service estimates that 4,000 to 6,000 tons of sunscreen enter the waters around coral reefs every year. Since these sensitive ecosystems support nearly a million species of fishes, invertebrates, and beneficial algae while covering barely 1% of the ocean floor, we and our planet need coral reefs. So what can we do? The solution is simple. Read the label. Avoid sunscreens that include oxybenzone in their ingredients and opt instead for products with natural mineral-based zinc oxide or titanium oxide. Now that your sun's safe and ready to hit the sand, let's talk about how you can leave the beach as clean as you found it, or even cleaner. There are an estimated 5 trillion pieces of plastic floating in the ocean. Yes, that's trillion with a T. With millions more tons entering the ocean from land every year, this new scourge of plastic smog is an epidemic. In every aspect of your life, it's smart to reduce your consumption of single-use plastics. And this is never more important than at the beach, where plastics can blow directly into the water. Again, there are easy fixes. Skip the straw. Skip the plastic bottle. And bring your own refillable water bottles. Put that egg salad into reusable containers instead of ubiquitous Ziploc bags. And serve it with real silverware or even those cool new bamboo forks and spoons. When it's time to start for home, stash all your stuff in a reusable bag and do a scan. Have you left anything behind? Or if you really want to be a beach hero, go pick up just 5 pieces of trash left by others. The Surfrider Foundation says that if every beachgoer in the U.S. did just that, our beaches would be pristine. If you're staying at the shore, walk or bike down to the beach. Not only will you reduce your carbon footprint, you won't have to worry about finding a parking spot. If you're thinking of renting a boat or bringing your own, make sure it's in ship shape. Boats and jet skis that are out of tune discharge a shocking amount of pollutants into the water and air. And never rent a boat with a 2-cycle outboard. This dated technology can leave up to 50% of its gas in the water. Only go with a modern 4-cycle engine. Better yet, learn to sail. Rowing, sailing, or just walking the shore will give you endless opportunities to observe local wildlife. Just remember to admire from a distance and keep your pets on a leash. And if you spot an animal in distress anywhere in the Mid-Atlantic region, call the National Aquarium's Animal Rescue Hotline. Beach ecosystems are surprisingly fragile, and it's terrifically important to stay on trails and public footpaths versus climbing over dunes or through shore grasses. They anchor the sand and prevent beach erosion. Sand dunes also provide important habitat for many animals, and they prevent storm surge from destroying coastal communities. To be a true beach hero, try participating this summer in a beach cleanup, a native planting project, or dune restoration. The National Aquarium Conservation Team organizes a multitude, and you can learn about them, as well as how to protect ecosystems throughout the national treasure that is our Chesapeake Bay, by visiting aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.